Last year, Governor Inslee issued a proclamation that put in place an eviction moratorium to help those facing financial difficulties because of the pandemic. This bill would take several other steps. It would prohibit landlords from terminating or refusing to renew expiring leases until 2 years after the health emergency is over. It would also require a court to appoint lawyers for indigent tenants in disputes with the landlord. The legal costs would be paid by the state. Speaking in opposition was Sharon Galloway, who operates the Forest Grove Mobile Home Park in Arlington. She said the eviction moratorium has allowed people to play the system.
I have three personas who have used this to ride what I call the COVID train. They never worked. They had drug issues. They're damaging the apartment. And I'm sitting here with my hands tied to prevent further loss of income for my retirement.
Edward Witter of the King County Bar Association spoke in favor.
In our program, we provide about 90% of the eviction representation for tenants in King County, and we were able to keep tenants housed about 56% of the time. The fact that we can keep more than half the tenants housed is a sign that a lot of people in Washington are evicted simply because they don't have access to counsel. One study indicated that only 8% of households facing eviction in Washington have counsel.
The bill's sponsors estimate the bill would cost the state about $35 million. Witter said that the cost would be offset by the estimated cost to society of dealing with a homeless person. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.